Time to Hunt, which is now on Netflix, which is this, it describes a South Korean dystopian action thriller, which was, it played at the Berlin Film Festival in February. Remember, I was at Berlin, but I wasn't really at the film festival. I went to a couple of films at the film festival, but generally I was there. I was there just sort of helping because the good lady professor, her indoors, was taking a whole lot of students around it. So it played there, and I knew that there had been, you know, quite a good response to it. So the story is, in this kind of dystopian setting, guy gets out of prison after serving a stretch. He expects there to be money from the job that he was in prison for, but it turns out that the currency, the Korean won, is collapsed and is now all but worthless. And the only thing that means anything anymore is dollars, US dollars. So they need dollars. So he teams up with his former mates and they say, look, we're going to do one more job. And the job is going to involve robbing an illegal gambling house where Sang-seo works. So they've got an insider. So it's kind of like a, you know, classic heist movie setup. They need guns. They need a plan. They have both of them. They will also need to take the security tapes because otherwise they'll be traceable. And the plan is messy and shambolic, but apparently effective. But then suddenly they find themselves on the run from this guy who is essentially a kind of Terminator-style killing machine called Han. And the film's directed by Yoon Suk-yeong, who made had a kind of moderate hit in 2011. And the cast includes Choi Wook-sik, who's in Parasite, which obviously is, you know, incredibly successful. And I think he's also in Train to Busan. And the film was due to have a theatrical release, and then of course that didn't happen because of the coronavirus thing. So it's gone straight to Netflix. I actually really enjoyed it. It's a strange mix of, on the one hand, it's like this high tension, high octane thriller, but it's also got this kind of quite well observed, almost like coming of age stuff. It's about a group of, you know, young. Well, everyone seems young to me. Of younger people who know each other and have their relationships with their parents, and there's a lot of talk about worrying about family and the absence of family and how they are each other's family. And there's one subplot about a character who's particularly worried about the fate of his parents, whether he can go off, and they have this seemingly absurd dream of going off to an island where, like Shawshank Redemption, all they will do is fish and boat all day. So there's all that stuff going on, and then there's this kind of quasi-apocalyptic setting, and then there are these really sort of well-honed, snappy, fast-paced action set pieces. I kind of enjoyed it, not least because it has a kind of comic book sensibility to it, but in the middle of all the action and the craziness and the car chasing and the shootouts, there are characters that you find yourself caring about in ways, again, that I didn't expect. And it's called Time to Hunt, and it is on Netflix.